Arnold Adolf by Caitlin Marr. Listen to a song you like. Can you hear the rhythm of the song? Writers like poets often use music as inspiration. Just like music, many poems have rhythms. Arnold Adolf is one poet who was inspired by music, sounds, and rhythm. Arnold Adolf was born on July 16, 1935. He was the son of Russian immigrants, and his family lived in New York City. New York City was a diverse place full of artists and musicians. Many black jazz musicians from around the country moved to Harlem, a neighborhood in New York City, to join its thriving music scene. As a teenager, Adolf fell in love with jazz. He visited many jazz clubs around the city to see famous black musicians like Charlie Parker and Sarah Vaughan. At the same time, he also began writing his own poetry. He was inspired by the music and sights he saw in the city. Adolf went to college and then graduate school, studying many different subjects. After graduating, he decided to work towards a writing career. During this period, Adolf met and married Virginia Hamilton, one of the most celebrated U.S. children's book authors. They lived in New York City, where Adolf taught schools in Brooklyn. When teaching, he noticed that most of the English textbooks only included white authors. These books did not reflect the experiences of his diverse students. So, instead of teaching from the textbooks, Adolf began bringing his favorite poems to class. Many of these poems were written by black writers. Adolf wanted his students to appreciate and get excited about poetry. He taught them about the long literary history of black American writers. Adolf published this collection of poems by black poets in 1968. He published three more collections of black poetry by 1971. These are still some of the largest collections of black poetry that exist. Adolf also began publishing original poems. From 1971 to 2001, he published more than 30 books for young people. One of them, Black is Brown as Tan, is a book of poetry about growing up in an interracial family. This book was inspired by the experiences of his two children. It was the first American children's book to show an interracial family. Adolf's creative process was also inspired by his love of music. He believed that poems began as a rhythm in his ear. For example, in one of Adolf's books, Ma Indala, rhythm plays an especially important role. Ma Indala is a rhythmic poem that celebrates the music of the ah vowel sound. To find the right rhythm and words for his poetry, Adolf often wrote many drafts. Sometimes, he wrote up to 75 drafts of a single poem. He used colorful imagery and unusual sounds in his poems. He also changed the line length and type size. He even capitalized words and punctuated sentences in surprising ways. His unique style showed how there are many different ways to write a poem. He believed that poetry can open a child's imagination. Next time you listen to a song, pay close attention to its rhythm. Maybe it will inspire you to write your own poem.